On this week's episode of Cultivating Her Space.
As you are working towards certain life goals, if it's meant for you to have that thing, if it's meant for you to accomplish that thing, you will. It may not occur in the time that you want it to, but it will occur.
Today's episode is sure to provide you with motivation, inspiration, or a fresh perspective. If you have any aha moments or appreciate anything from this episode, please leave us a review to let us know we're on the right track. Also, we release episodes every Friday, so be sure to subscribe on iTunes and visit cultivatingherspace.com to access our exclusive after show and other bonus content from the Patreon tab.
Welcome to Cultivating Her Space, a podcast dedicated to uplifting women like you.
We're your hosts,
Dr. Dominique Broussard, a college professor and psychologist,
and Terry Lomax, a techie and motivational speaker. In a world where Black women are often misrepresented and misunderstood, please join us as we initiate authentic conversations on everything from fibroids to fake friends and create a safe space where Black women can just be.
Hey lady, it's Dr. Dom here from the Cultivating Her Space podcast. Are you currently a resident of the state of California and contemplating starting your therapy journey? Well, if so, please reach out to me at drdominiquebroussard.com. That's drdominiquebroussard.com to schedule a free 15-minute consultation. I look forward to hearing from you.
Our quote of the day. Your case, your path, your race. All right, I'm going to say that one more time for the folks in the back. Your case, your path, your race. Now, T, we're coming into the fourth quarter of the year. When you hear this quote, what comes up for you? You know, that's always the question.
That is always the question. I'm thinking about it. Dom, I may have to pass it to you because I want to get my thoughts together on this one. I'm going to pass it to you and then come back to me. It's yes. So simple, but okay. It's profound, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think about it. To me, what I hear when I hear that quote, I hear individuality. Mm. I hear your path, your pace, your race, and I got that a little mixed up, but this is your path, right? That your life means that this is what's happening is for you. You get to dictate how things go. You get to exercise within your control what is happening at every moment in your life.
I love that, Dom. I would agree with that. And I think that we often, because of social media and the world that we live in today, where we're super, uber connected to everything and everybody, and we sort of, it's like information overload at times and a lot of oversharing because we have access to so much that sometimes we can get caught up in this, not only the comparison game, but also this game of thinking that we need to be doing what everyone else is doing. And so I love this quote because I think it speaks to the tagline of the episode. It's a personalized approach to the fourth quarter. So everyone talks about, oh, it's, you know, Q4. Oh man, the new year's coming, but we have a little twist to this, right? And so as we approach this final stretch of the year, it's a great time to reflect, to reevaluate, and to recalibrate. And I think this is a very crucial topic that we're diving into, Dom, because we want to talk about ending on a strong note, but the twist is it's not a generic blanket sort of, you know, episode or strategies or tips. It's really about personalizing it, lady, based on where you are in your life. So whether you're optimizing for a career milestone, personal growth, or health and wellness, this episode is something special just for you. So. Yep. Let's set the stage for a successful new year and one that is uniquely yours. So it may look different from what your homegirl who you text in the group chat, like, girl, you got to check out Cultivating Her Space podcast. You got to check out this episode. Your end of year review is going to look different, right? Because it's a personalized approach. So Dom, I think we should just dive right into number one, like our first sort of, I don't know if it's a tip or step, but this is assessing your current position. When you hear that, Dom, what is that? Like, what comes up for you when you think about assessing your current position?
Immediately, I think about if we're looking at this, like we're going into quarter four, what to me, I think about, okay, well, let's step back and let's look at where you are in this moment. And also reflecting on what you might have set, any goals you may have set for the year, and looking at, okay, so if I set 5 goals, where am I right now in accomplishing those goals? Does it mean that, like, have I actually checked off some of them or out of them or none of them, right? For me, it's a moment of reflection and really looking at, what did I say I wanted to do? Where did I say I wanted to be at this point in the year? And what work, if any, do I have for the rest of the year?
I love that. I think that makes perfect sense too. I think that when it comes to trying to figure out where you want to go, we have to know where we are. It's like literally like you're getting into your car and you're like, okay, cool. I want to go to Disney World. Okay, bet. Where are you at right now? Because in order for us to get this GPS situated and in order for us to get to the destination, we have to figure out where are we traveling from. So I think that it's really important as we goal set, as we plan for the end of the year, as we plan for next year, we need to take a step back, assess and understand where are we currently standing. I think self-assessment and self-awareness and personal reflection is also important because it allows us to gain clarity on our strengths, weaknesses, areas that need improvement. And there's nothing better than being in relationship with yourself and knowing yourself so well so that you are able to sort of coach yourself through some of these decisions and just make informed decisions about what direction you want to move into in your life. And I think also, Dawn, this time of year can sometimes be a little bit intimidating or daunting because this is the time of year where people are showing. I think they used to do this thing on Instagram where you'd have like your year in review where it showed you like your most popular photos of the year. And it makes me think about how people are at this time of year, they're posting like, oh, I've done all this stuff this year, but we're all in different seasons. So I for sure haven't accomplished, like when I look back at the different goals I set over the course of the past few years, I've been in transition in various transitions for a while. So I haven't really accomplished a lot of goals like I did before because I've been very focused on some very important things in my life. So I'm like, these take priority, which we're going to dive into in just a bit. But that's how I feel when I think about assessing our current position. I think about also just recognizing that our approach is going to vary based on our life circumstances as well, you know?
Hey, lady, it's Terry here. Dom and I want to take a moment to thank you for choosing to listen to our podcast. We love you for real, and we want to give you a chance to learn more about what's important to us. So tell us what you think about this.
Imagine a world where you have a chance to get featured on the Cultivating Her Space podcast and share your business, brand, or perspective with millions around the globe. Imagine joining our monthly virtual video check-ins where you can connect with like-minded Black women like you and share your ideas and episode suggestions with Terry and I. Now I want you to imagine a world where you're in the exclusive Cultivating Her Space Sanctuary Slack channel, and throughout your day and week, you are conversing with us about what's happening in your life and sharing funny gifts and your personal wins. How does that sound?
Hopefully this is up your alley, lady, because we are taking things to the next level this year and we're doubling down on investing in our community. That means you.
Yay!
We want to meet you, connect with you, and create communities of genuine women who love on Black women and push our culture and movement forward. We launched this podcast in 2019, and to date, we have not missed a week.
We've been great stewards of our platform, all while working full time and navigating our own ups and downs. We release fresh new content every single Friday, like clockwork, and we have hundreds of valuable episodes and workshops that can really help you uplevel your life. So if you love our mission or you've gotten value from us, we invite you to give back and help us push this community effort forward. Visit herspacepodcast.com and click Patreon. You can learn more about our goals and exclusive offerings on Patreon, and we highly encourage you to join the Sister Frontier so that you can get some one-on-one time with us. We also have an option for you to donate on a one-time basis if that meets your needs. Again, herspacepodcast.com, and you can click that link that says Patreon. All right, lady, we'll hop right back into the conversation.
Right, because I think about it. So I think about the person who maybe at the beginning of the year said, okay, by the end of 23, I will have, hypothetically, let me just toss something out here. I will have saved $10,000, right? That was your goal at the beginning of the year. But maybe in April, you got laid off, right? Or maybe in June, you were presented with an investment opportunity that you couldn't pass up. Or, right? There are so many things that could have possibly come up between January and now that now you have to say, all right, here we are at the end of the year, and I'm not even close to saving that amount of money. However, I'm not close because I had X, Y, and Z life circumstances come up unexpectedly that prevented me from reaching this particular goal.
Yes.
And I think that's where we have to stop. That's part of that assessment, is giving ourselves space to really realistically look at what was a goal and what may have been a barrier and why, and giving ourselves grace and compassion when needed.
Yes. And a lot of times, lady, the grace and compassion is needed. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. 99% of the time. I feel like many of us are probably, if you're anything like us, lady, and Don, let me not speak for you. If you're anything like me, I can be hard on myself, okay? I can
same.
Be hard on myself.
You can speak okay. for me too. Same, okay, same, there
we
go. Same.
We can be hard on ourselves. So you already know, we're reminding you, girl, give yourself some grace, right? Like we can, I just, Don, life, I feel like life has been so challenging. It depends on what phase you're in, right? Life can be challenging through various seasons. But after the pandemic, I feel like post-pandemic, it's just been, and we're still, I guess, in the midst of it because COVID, there's like another variant. Life is life. And I feel like you made a really good point, Dom. I think there are some questions that we can ask ourselves when we are in reflection, and you kind of touched on a few. But one could be, you know, what are my current responsibilities? Because that is also important, because, you know, you may be in a situation where you unexpectedly became a caretaker, right? And so now you don't have this bandwidth, you don't have the time, you don't have the energy to accomplish all the goals you set out because you're now prioritizing something else in your life, right? So what are my current responsibilities? Asking that question can give you a better picture. I love to draw this out too, because sometimes when we're in our head, you can't really you can't really see things the same way as when you write it down. You're like, girl, I wrote some stuff down before. And I was like, damn, I had a lot on my plate. How did I do all of that? I think about, Dom, you know about some of the personal stuff I was navigating when we were planning the live event. And I really be looking back. I was looking at this the other day and I was like, bitch, you a superwoman, because how did you do all of that in the midst of planning this big event? So what are my current responsibilities? Am I satisfied with my progress, right? Sometimes the answer is no, and that's okay. And then what are my challenges and victories? Sometimes the victory is I woke up today, I didn't go postal, I didn't punch nobody in the face, and I was like, I did my best, okay? Like sometimes it'd be like that, okay?
That part. And sometimes, Sometimes I got out of bed and I showed up.
Okay.
I better still talk that just out of my neck to somebody.
Okay.
But I showed up, right? Because right now, that's the most I could do.
Yes.
And giving yourself that grace and compassion to understand that. And know that that's not going to be your everyday.
Mm.
That this is not going to happen all the time.
Yes.
This is not your forever. You're in mm-hmm. a season. And what does that season look like?
What does that season look like? And lady, as you're setting your goals, right, for next year, I personally love to use the month of October. I kind of start my year and review a little bit early, reflect on the year, kind of start to downshift as far as the gears in life and like slow things down a little bit, get reflective, start planning. As you plan, your self-assessment and reflection is going to directly influence the goals you set for the fourth quarter or the next year, right? So when you're aware of your strengths and areas for growth, you can then set more realistic and achievable goals, right? So that's mm-hmm. really important. And again, remembering that we're tailoring this approach to your current life circumstances.
Yep.
To ensure that your goals align with your unique needs and aspirations. Because like Don was saying, like it all depends on the season that we're in. Like I have not been as ambitious as I've been previously. And it's funny, I was talking to my husband about this the other day. And I was like, you know what? I'm in a space in life right now where I don't really have a lot of career ambitions because I've achieved a great deal with, you know, I achieved what's important to me in my career and I've, you know, climbed the corporate ladder and did various things. And I'm like, I'm just trying to live my life right now. Like for me, an achievement would be going on, I have a couple. One, going on a bomb-ass solo vacation, doing a girls trip, and then have like an amazing family vacation where we just have a luxurious vacation. Those are my goals these days. And that may change when I'm in a different season, but that's where I'm at right now.
I feel you. I feel you on that. And so I think that speaks to like our next like major category, right? Mm-hmm. Is identifying your priorities. And so priorities really are about what are the things that are most important and or urgent for you at a given moment. So I'm going to say that again so that we can really hear it and take it in. Because sometimes our priorities be not priorities. So.
Okay.
Your priority or priorities are the things that are most important and or urgent in your life at a given moment.
Hey, girl. Hey, we hope you're enjoying this conversation as much as we are. But let's be real. It costs money to podcast and we got bills to pay. So enjoy this commercial break as you process what we've been talking about. And remember, when you support our sponsors, you're also supporting us. Protective styles, apple cinnamon candles, family gatherings, terrible BO.
Hold up.
Let's face it, summer isn't the only time we get body odor. We can get just as smelly under our favorite fall sweaters. That's why we're excited to tell you all about Lumi Whole Body Deodorant for pits, privates, and beyond. Lumi was created by an OBGYN who discovered and proved in clinical testing that the vagina is not to blame for day-to-day odor below the belt. So, she developed Lumi, a uniquely formulated pH-balanced deodorant. It's aluminum-free, skin-safe, and clinically proven to control odor for up to 72 hours. Right now, they have a special offer where new customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with our exclusive code and link. Use code HERSPACE at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. Lady, trust us on this. Dom and I use Lumi every day.
I personally love the toasted coconut deodorant. I use that on my underarms and it leaves me smelling so fresh. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash and the deodorant wipes. And it comes with free shipping. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code HERSPACE at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code HERSPACE. Lady, picture this. You are hanging out in your favorite spot in your house. Your headphones are on and the world around you fades away. When listening to Dipsy stories, you're immersed in a vivid world where every touch, every breath, every stolen glance is felt with breathtaking intensity.
Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and high and heavy hookups. Radically inclusive, Dipsy has stories for straight and queer listeners, and 56% of stories are voice acted by people of color. They also have soothing sleep stories, wellness sessions, and sexy written stories to read. Let Dipsy be your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, relax and unwind, or even heat things up with your partner. For Cultivating Her Space podcast listeners, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day trial when you go to dipsystories.com/herspace. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/herspace. Lady, you literally have nothing to lose. Try it out. See if it's a good fit for you. dipsystories.com/herspace. Let's get back into it.
So right now, Terry, what you're saying is that a priority for you is having time away to enjoy life, right? Mm-hmm. That's something that's important for you. Might not necessarily be urgent, but it's important. And so then that makes it a priority.
Yes. Amen to that, Dom. I will say, when it comes to priorities, something that I've been working on with my coach, because you know how we know something, like you, lady, you know how you know something, but when you hear someone else say it, and you're maybe in a different season of your life, you're like, it hit a little different when, you know, when my coach told me this, even though I know it and I prioritized over the years, I'm in a different phase. Mm-hmm. And so I had to rehear something to reorient myself to that message. Yep. And so what I realized I was doing when it came to prioritizing is I'd have this long ass task list and I'm working on it, but every day it's like this long ass list. Never have I ever completed all the things. Like, it's just not going to happen. And then what I'll do is I'll pick out the easy things and I'll go get them done, knowing that my energy levels tend to dwindle around 2 p.m. daily. So I've done the easy stuff and then 2 p.m. comes and I don't have the energy for the meatier, harder task. So now what I've been doing is thinking about, okay, how can I, and of course we all know this, but how can I prioritize the harder tasks first when I have the most energy and I can tackle those little wins later, right? So for me, that's just like my task list, but I think we can also use that for our daily life. And it involves making choices and allocating our time and energy and resources according to the goals that we want to achieve. And so when you think about the dynamic nature of prioritization, it's not a one-size-fits-all concept, right? It evolves as we progress through different stages of our life. So in early adulthood, your priorities might be around education, career, and personal growth, right? And it kind of speaks to what we were just talking about, Dom, when I shared about what my priorities are now. And then later, it might be family, health, financial stability, and living life. Like, many of us have worked hard. I done worked hard my whole life. I'm ready to have fun. Like, fun.
Yes, okay. Yes. Facts. And, you know, and really what that means is also recognizing that what's a priority for you might not be a priority for someone else, right?
Yes.
So right now, maybe career is your thing, lady. As you're listening, you're like, nah, I got to get this career thing set, right?
Yes.
For your homegirl, maybe she's at a stage where she wants to start a family.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's her number one priority, right? And so as you're listening, lady, really think about, for you in this moment in life, what is the priority? For me right now, yes, my career is in a great space. I am super grateful and thankful of where my career is in this moment. And so for me, my priority is my overall well-being. And what does that look like, right? So taking care of the things that keep me healthy and sane and grounded so that I can show up in my career, so that I can show up for my friends and family, and so I can do all the other things that I want to do. Right now, my priority is my overall well-being.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a beautiful place in life to be, where that is the priority. And Donna, it makes me think about how we balance multiple priorities, because rarely in life are we juggling or are we prioritizing just one aspect, right? Right? It often demands juggling multiple priorities simultaneously. And so when I think about that, I would love to talk about just some strategies for achieving balance or harmony, time management, and then setting boundaries and seeking support. And so, lady, when it comes to multiple or balancing multiple priorities, which I feel like I've done pretty much, many of us have, right? But like all my whole life, I feel like I've always had so many big, meaty priorities where I'm like, okay, how am I going to do this? I think time blocking has served me really well. So on the calendar, put a block of time. And obviously, like, I'm thinking about this from a hierarchy or a hierarchical standpoint, where it's like, okay, I have all my priorities. Now I'm going to go to my calendar and put down, okay, boom, a vacation is a priority. Every week, I'm looking at planning for the next vacation. So I'm spending an hour on Wednesdays, right? So time blocking the calendar to focus on a specific area or aspect, that can be helpful. Having a task list. My life is run on task lists and reminders. So that's really important. And then self-care is really important as well, because you got to be healthy and feel good in order for you to achieve those goals. And then I would say coaching. I think coaching and accountability has been really important. And I think I talked about this on the podcast before, but after I had my daughter and I was really struggling to lose some of that baby weight, I was struggling hard. I ended up getting a trainer. And so I've been working with my trainer for over a year now. And although I'm not, you know, perfect when it comes to how I show up consistently.
Right.
Like, even when I have those times where I'm off, like, I get back on and I have someone to hold me accountable. And so that's one thing that helps me balance multiple priorities as well. What about you, Dom?
I would say that I like what you pointed out about the consistency, right? That even if you don't feel like showing up in that moment, you still show up. Because I feel like there's a lot of times where people will say, well, don't half-ass it. If you're going to show up, you need to be at 100% or don't do it at all. Yeah. And I think that there are some areas in life where, yes, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But when it comes to achieving your goals, being consistent is important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think back to working on my dissertation, and I think that's coming up for me right now because I have a few students who I'm on their dissertation committee, right? And so one of the things that I think about in completing your dissertation is, when that was my priority, I had to show up every day and do something, right? Life be licensed. Mm-hmm. And so there were some days where, like, I utilized all the skills, the things that you listed, right? So the time blocking. So I was working a full-time job and, you know, I was on internship. It's a full-time job. And I would come home in the evening. Then I had a set time that I would work on my dissertation. And I had certain deadlines that I needed to meet. But there would also be, like, each day I would say, okay, at 7 o'clock, we're starting the writing.
Mm-hmm.
Some days I was able to get a lot done. Other days I was just staring at the computer, like, in a daze, but I was showing up consistently in that space. And that helped me to get the goal accomplished.
Oh, okay, Dom, you just unlocked a whole nother path, because what you have me thinking about is, what does consistency look like? And I'm glad you made that distinction, mm-hmm. because I think there's a misconception. And lady, let us know on Instagram at Herspace Podcast if you agree with this, right? There's a misconception that you have to wake up at 5 o'clock every day. You got to read 3 books. You got to meditate for an hour. You got to work out, scratch your butt, take a shower.
And then that's what you need to do.
And I feel like for the longest time down, I've tried to do that every day and I kept failing. And I was like, what the hell? And now I think about my gym journey. And I'm using that as an example, lady, because I want to use the gym in the podcast, Dom.
Okay.
When it comes to consistency, right? Yes, we put out episodes every single week for the past 5 years, but the way in which we've done it has been different. There are times where we're scrambling around because life is busy and it's chaotic and we show up and it may not be perfect. It may not be our ideal, but we show up and we produce something, right? I think about, like you said, sitting at the computer. Sometimes I'll go to the gym. It's not my best day. It's not my strongest day. I may be on my cycle. I may not be feeling well, but I show up. And I think sometimes showing up is half the battle. Show up.
Yeah.
And usually the rest will fall into place. I think it's about making it a lifestyle as well, depending on what the goal is. So for me, the gym, I want that to be part of my lifestyle long term. So I'm going to fluctuate. I'm going to have seasons where I'm like, I didn't do as well as I wanted to. I didn't work out as hard, but I showed up. I was consistent with my mindset, with my approach, with, you know, being accountable to my trainer, with the podcast, same thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
would you agree with that? Okay.
It does, because I think about also, as you were saying that, what I think about, if we're using the gym example, is there may be seasons. So, and we'll talk about this in a future episode, I'm recovering from surgery, right? And one of the hardest things outside of being told to sit my ass down,
yes.
Is recognizing that even if I want to work out, I can't,
mm-hmm.
because my body needs to physically heal, right? And so recognizing that there, even when you have a goal, there are points where life is gonna light and you aren't able to meet the goal in the way that you are accustomed to. And so then how do you shift, right? So going back to like looking at this fourth quarter, right? So for me, what that has looked like in this recovery journey is going on walks. Now, my doctors and a nurse, you know, and anybody else, you're any other personal fitness person would tell you that walking can still be exercise if you do it a certain way. But in my head, I had to release the notion of what I considered working out and what my body was currently capable of doing and adapting to the new situation.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's really good. I'm glad you made that point too, Dom, because it goes back to what we were saying earlier about the season. Like, what season of life mm-hmm. are you in? So, lady, what we're going to do now is we're going to talk a bit about the role of self-reflection and then some things to keep in mind on your journey as you are progressing towards your goals. And then we're going to jump into the after show because we want to share some reflection questions and dive in a bit deeper into this conversation. So when it comes to self-reflection, right? I think it's really important to reflect on your priorities and ensure alignment with your current life stage, right? Which we've been talking about. I think checking in with yourself periodically, when I was really in my ambitious season, where I was like hustling hard and driving my career goals, I would check in with myself weekly and then monthly. Like, I was so serious about my goal setting and my goal mapping. And these days, it's not that serious. Like, I don't do all that because my goals have changed, right? I think that personal growth and self-awareness also come with self-reflection. So we'll share a couple questions that you can use in your own journey. Hopefully you have your journal out as you're tuning into the podcast episode. And so a couple questions you could ask yourself are, you know, what are my primary life goals at this moment? What are my primary life goals, right? You don't have to think about the 5-year plan or the 10-year plan right now, like in this year or even this month. Sometimes we just got to look at it month by month. What am I focusing on this month, right? Now, the next question, My pastor used to say, if you can't say amen, say ouch. Okay, so get ready for the next question. Are my actions in alignment with my goals? Because sometimes, like, I've been trying to snatch my waist a little bit more because I've been eating a lot of bread and cookies. And so I'm working out, but I'm also not eating well right now. So I know that I'm in a season where I'm eating late at night. Like, I'm just doing all the things that I know are not in alignment with my goals. So I'm giving myself some grace. I'm going to set a deadline when I feel like I'm in a season where I can prioritize that more. But I'm being real with myself. Like, girl, your actions are not aligning with that goal, right? And so another question you could ask yourself is, are there any priorities I should adjust based on my current circumstances, right?
I think these questions are great. So let's run them, go on ahead and run them back for us, see, so folks can write them
run
down.
Run it back. Okay, let's get it. So the first question is, what are my primary life goals at this moment? The second question is, are my actions in alignment with these goals? And the third question is, are there any priorities I should adjust based on my current circumstances? So yes, let's get our self-reflection on. And then a couple of things to keep in mind when you're on your journey. Try to avoid external influences. Or if you are going to have external influences, vet them and make sure they're aligned with who you are or who you want to become. I think about being swayed by societal or peer pressure when setting priorities, right? Because somebody else got married and they were 25. Now you think, oh, I got to get married. Not necessarily, right? Everyone has their own journey. Also, the importance of staying true to your values and your long-term objectives, because that may not align with everyone else, right? And we already know what works for one person may not work for the other, and that's perfectly okay. So be mindful of those outside sources, especially social media. Child. Social media will have you. Oh, Lord. Yeah.
There are good resources that you can find on social media to help you meet your goal, but recognizing that, you know, I love this phrase, what is meant for you will not miss you, right? And I believe we've had something similar along that, like as one of our mantras. And I think how that applies to this moment, this conversation, is that as you are working towards certain life goals, if it's meant for you to have that thing, if it's meant for you to accomplish that thing, you will. It may not occur in the time that you want it to, but it will occur.
Yes.
And it may not look exactly how you envisioned it. So you wanted that shiny new red sports car. Okay, so you got a new car. That new car isn't red, but it's actually better than and safer and will hold better value than that shiny red sports car you originally wanted. And so be open.
Yeah. Be open. Yeah. I was just going to say, just believe that everything is conspiring to support you and your highest good and what's meant for you. It's so true. I mean, we talked about this on plenty of other episodes as well. Like, there were certain things that I wanted to be a certain way, and I'm so glad it didn't happen the way that my limited view wanted. You know what I mean? So yeah, you were spot on, Dom.
So, lady, I hope that you have gotten some gems from this episode. And we're going to hop on into the after show. And in the after show, we're going to give you some reflection questions to write down. And we are going to talk about how to set tailored goals that are reasonable for you and your situation and that can realistically be accomplished. So go subscribe to Patreon.
Okay. HerSpacePodcast.com. Click on Patreon and come join us, lady. Shout out to our new patrons. We appreciate y'all. All right, lady, we'll catch you on the other side.
Thanks for joining us today. Please note that our show may contain conversations about self-help, advice, self-empowerment, and mental health. but is by no means meant to be a substitute for an ongoing formal relationship with a trained mental health provider. If you or someone you know is in need of mental health care, please visit the Therapy for Black Girls directory, Psychology Today, or contact your insurance provider.
If you liked what you heard and want to keep the conversation going, visit our website at herspacepodcast.com and be sure to click the Patreon tab to get access to video content, bonuses, and our weekly after show. And before we meet again, repeat after me. Every dream within me exists because it's possible.